When I wrote Peter and the Starcatcher, I was handed a very successful novel written by Dave Barry and Ridley Pearson called Peter and the Starcatchers, plural. And I thought it would be an interesting challenge for me to try to write, as a man, to try to write a story where the female character becomes much more central to the action and much more proactive, much more, in fact, in the footsteps of a hero's journey story. So I thought, well, this is interesting. I'm going to write a hero's journey story with two heroes, not one.
Well, if star stuff is so dangerous, why are you after it?
I'm a star catcher.
When somebody says to me, what's the play about? My answer is, it's about understanding that life is better when you're part of something larger than yourself. No matter how different I think each project I undertake is going to be, it keeps coming back to family, connection, belonging, home. These are the concepts that are really important to me. This idea of belonging, of family, certainly is something that is at the very heart of Jersey Boys. My parents gave me to the theater. They wooed and courted and fell in love and married, going to the theater a lot. When my brother and I were little, my parents made an effort to take us to the theater, and they did it as a matter of course. I never imagined I was going to be a writer. I studied to be an actor, and I accidentally had a career in advertising, which was very, very seductive, and I was presented one afternoon with an opportunity to do something else by a client who said, come and work for me. I was a creative consultant to a movie studio. Well, what the hell does that mean? I was a diplomat without portfolio, essentially. The fee that I was paid provided me with the opportunity to have a little bit of extra time on my hands, which is why I call it a fellowship, which was time that I used 9 years ago to wrangle Marshall Brickman into this crazy idea of writing a Broadway musical. I don't think I'm a great talent, but I'm a hard worker. I want to work and work and work. I know I'll never be Tom Stoppard. But I can write a sentence, and if that happens, there's a chance that it'll be a good sentence. And that's my dream, to keep trying to get the right words in the right order and nudge the world a little.